Hey guys, I'm Brenna O'Malley. I'm a registered dietitian and creator of The Wellful, and you're listening to The Wellful Podcast, the show where we're featuring exciting and inspiring conversations with the people behind the brands that are changing the food and wellness landscape. Whether they're creating their own food company, bringing in-person connection to an online world, or building the best gym in Bermuda, these entrepreneurs and innovators are sharing their story of how they got to where they are and where they're going next. Thanks for listening. Hey guys, welcome to the Wellful Podcast. I'm super excited because today we're talking with Sarah and Jenna of Hello Wellness. Hello Wellness is a community that creates an inclusive space for women to meet, connect, and discover wellness IRL. Sarah and Jenna are bringing the online offline with in-person events, retreats, and much more. I've been lucky to attend a handful of Hello Wellness events in NYC and Boston and really love the community and connection that Sarah and Jenna have brought to this space. We had a really cool conversation about how they got started, some of the very first people that they were able to have at their events, and some of their learnings along the way in growing their business and being first-time entrepreneurs, and how they've navigated the space of wellness and really created their niche. So I'm really excited for this episode, and I can't wait to hear what you guys think. So here's Sarah and Jenna of Hello Wellness. So, Sarah and Jenna, if you want to introduce yourselves, talk a little bit about what Hello Wellness is.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us on. We really appreciate it. I'm Sarah, one of the co-founders of Hello Wellness. And
I'm Jenna, the other co-founder of Hello Wellness.
And we founded Hello Wellness to create an inclusive space for women to meet, connect, and discover wellness IRL. We really wanted to bring the online community offline so that we could meet people who were like us. We found that a lot of our friends or family didn't share the same passions in wellness as we did. And so we were craving this connection with people who related and who shared those interests. And so we wanted to meet people in person instead of just commenting on people's pictures and that sort of being the extent of it. And so we started hosting events and bringing together not only the community, but also brands as well, so that people could also discover some of the fantastic brands that make the wellness space what it is today.
Yeah, I love that. I've been to some of your events. I remember some of them you would start out by saying, like, you know what someone ate for breakfast, but you don't know much else about them. But meeting someone in person and hearing more about their story in real life is such a special experience, which is what I feel like you guys at and Hello Wellness have really captured, is this in real life, offline experience. So I'm excited to have both of you on and talk more about that too.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. And so how did you guys meet originally before Hello Wellness? Because you guys knew each other already.
Yeah. So Sarah and I went to sleepaway camp together since we were 9 years old.
Sarah went at eight.
I'm
camp obsessed.
We're always friendly growing up. But really, when we got older in college, we lost connection altogether. And we reconnected when we were at a workout class in the Hamptons. And
no way.
Yeah, we were in the Hamptons, we were at a workout class, and then a few weeks later, we bumped into each other at Sweetgreen getting a salad,
another workout class
in New York City, and we just kept bumping into each other. So finally, we were like, we need to make concrete plans to get together, and we sat down and talked and shared our interests and commonalities and like hit it off from there.
And like none of my friends cared about going to these workout classes or getting a salad. So all of this was probably at the same time that, you know, there were boozy brunch plans happening that I was evading. And so we could also tell instantly that we had the same interests. And that was exciting because we were, I think, missing that.
Yeah, I love that. That is so, and that's such a New York thing too, like to keep on running into someone from so long ago. That's awesome. And so were you both into wellness and health growing up, or like had ideas of starting a business together at all when you were younger, or that really evolved when you kept on meeting up in New York?
No, we honestly didn't even have ideas about starting a business even once we had essentially started the business and started doing what we did now, we really feel lucky that we kind of fell into doing what we love and doing what we're so passionate about. What actually happened was we were getting together and we were talking about, you know, oh my God, I'm obsessed with so-and-so. And did you see where she worked out? And like, yeah, of course I saw it. I'm dying to go there now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I saw what she ate for breakfast and all this stuff. And first we felt like we sounded like crazy people because we know all of these really intimate details and we've never met them. But what we also felt like was, you know, I like the same things that they're talking about and I go to a workout that they mention and then I happen to love it too. And so I feel like on a deeper level, we would really get along. And wouldn't it be great if we could finally meet these people and meet their followers who feel the same way that we do? And so we hosted our first, I'm putting in like air quotes, event, because it was, again, just a way to make friends and meet people, with Rachel Mansfield to bake cookies because we're obsessed with her recipes and thought it would be fun. And then we hosted, and it totally sold out. So we hosted another event on the next topic that we wanted to learn
about.
But
it was funny because like every time we would have an event, we'd be like, okay, let's do another one. And we would just work from event to event and never thought big picture about
it. It was just addictive. We loved it. And then I feel like around March or April, which was like 4 or 5 events in, we thought, huh, okay, maybe we're on to something. Maybe we can make this a business. So it certainly wasn't something that we were thinking about when we first met or even when we first connected or even when we hosted the first 4 or 5 events.
Right. That's so cool that it was so organic and literally just from the idea of wanting to have this experience yourself almost, or meet people who you knew would want to have that same experience. And then now it's become such a regular thing where you're able to have so many events and so many influencers and people meeting in different cities. I was wondering actually about your first event. So when you guys were planning your first event, can you talk more? Because I think a lot of people might see someone as Rachel Mansfield as untouchable or kind of unattainable. She's so popular. How would you break the ice and get in there? So how did you guys go from idea to action with that, if that makes sense?
Totally. Well, first of all, she's the best human. She's so nice, so approachable. She's such a professional. We love working with her. We just adore her. But to your point, yeah, these influencers are very much on a pedestal because they're like celebrities to us. And, you know, we look up to them still, but we also realize that they're just people like us who have the same passions as we do and have been savvy and smart and fortunate enough to make a living from it. So with that mindset, we kind of, you know, reached out and would DM them or look up their email and approach them in a way that it wasn't just an ask, because I think that's sometimes the challenge is, you know, how can this be mutual beneficial? Like if you reach out to an influencer and you're just trying to use their following or something like that, it's not great for them. What we were always really trying to do is also give them a space to connect with their fans and their following and help them meet this online community. So it was something that they were equally excited about. And that's what we always hope for it to be, because also we know the ins and outs now, at least of event planning. And it's really meticulous and sometimes something that people just don't want to take on themselves. So if you can position it in a way that you're alleviating that burden for them, that's also really helpful.
I feel like that's so valuable because we are so online, and I'm not really somebody who kind of says, oh, we shouldn't be on our phones kind of a thing. I think it's just where our like culture is at right now, and there's so much opportunity in it. But I do think it makes what you guys are doing even more unique, because it's such a different experience to be able to meet people in real life than by commenting and kind of like watching and DMing back and forth.
So as you kind of had these events and like were going event to event, were you guys were still working in other career paths, right?
Oh yeah.
And are you guys still doing that now or has that changed?
No. Sarah and I are both full-time and like 100% full-time. We are working the most insane hours. And it's so funny to think back on last year when we were only part-time doing this, because the amount of work that we get done in one day when we're full-time is triple the amount, maybe even quadruple the amount of work that we used to get done back then. And that's not to say we weren't working hard, but we put in an easy 15 hours a day now. And we just are getting through so much more, and we're having higher caliber events and working with higher caliber influencers because of it.
And when did you guys make that shift? Because I feel like that's a big deal. And someone who wants to, whether it's starting their own business in wellness or starting their own business in something else, I feel like that is the scary jump, kind of, to go from doing something at night and on your own free time, basically, into doing it full time.
Yeah, it's really scary because it's a really different commitment, especially financially. And that's why I think it looks different for so many different people. And some people can jump right in from the beginning, which is amazing. And some people need a little bit of time to, you know, figure out how they can support themselves or get the business to the point where it will support them or whatever it looks like. For us, you know, we needed
to save money, and we needed
proof of concept. And so we've been running the business for 2 years and we've been full time for a year of that. And a huge piece of that was also when we hired our first full time employees, because we then had people who were dedicating their careers and their life's work to what we were doing. And so how could we not be doing the same?
Yeah, that's incredible. Congratulations on being full-time in it, both of you, and then also having staff too.
Thank you.
So you started as Wellness Meetups NYC, right? Yeah. And how did you guys switch or think about changing your name? And then also you guys are in many more cities than NYC now.
So we felt like, okay, we needed a name for these events because people aren't just going to come to, you know, Sarah and Jenna's activity. But we were thinking of it as anything, you know, business related or scalable. So we just went with, this is a wellness meetup in New York. Mm-hmm. Wellness meetup NYC. Done.
I do remember sitting in a coffee shop with Sarah one day when we were trying to file our LLC. And we were like, what should our company be named? Like, should it be named Wellness Meets? Like, meetup?
Oh, yeah.
We were like playing around with names for like so many hours, and it's just so, all of it is just so funny to think back on.
Yeah.
And also finding names is so tricky when you're in that directory, like you have to like do iterations of every one of your good ideas.
It's so true. And not that we were, so I'll tell you how we like and why we changed it, but not that we were intending to keep that name, but we also were not knowledgeable at the time and that name was not trademarked. So when we did switch our name, that was also a big focus for us to make sure that whatever name we did get was fully trademarkable. And now we own that trademark. But what happened was we started doing these events and sharing photos, and we got a lot of requests for people who were recognizing what we were doing but weren't in New York. And they were saying, oh, I really want to do this. You know, how can I do it here? Or when are you guys coming to this place? And so we kind of thought to ourselves, okay, we can either give away the ideas to our business and create competition for ourselves, or we can just go there and do it ourselves. So we decided to totally scratch the name. It wasn't going to be a New York City thing anymore. And you know, try to think bigger picture. Okay, what happens if we're not just exclusively doing events anymore? What's going to be a name that's going to be more all encompassing so we don't have to go through a whole refiling process again, because it's very timely and costly. And that's how we arrived at Hello Wellness, which we did at the same time as we launched in Boston, LA, Miami, and Chicago.
Incredible. And I'm also thinking, like, were you guys based in New York at that time, or did you have people in all of those cities as well?
We were based in, Sarah and I were definitely based in New York, but then we had girls who had been reaching out to us in those other cities who we trained over the phone, and we flew them into New York to meet with us, and they came to events here so that we could really show them the ins and outs of the event setup during the event, post-event, and we trained them there, and then they went back to their cities, and they were able to run the events from there.
That's awesome. And that's your ambassador program, or is it under like a slightly different name than that, or?
New, literally as of like this week, they're now our field reps, but yes,
okay.
We are ambassadors.
Yeah. I met someone who was one of your Boston ones at one of the New York events I went to, and she was telling me about that.
Was it Gabriella or Daniela?
Jordan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was a couple, it was at that, at the Katie Lemons event.
Oh my God, that sounds like forever ago.
Yeah. I mean, I think obviously you guys, you're also very business savvy, you know, like even though this came, well, I mean, I think like sometimes that kind of a thing is overlooked in blogging and Instagram and social media, but these are all people, including you guys, who are really like making a business. And even though it's different than a lot of like maybe traditional like quote unquote businesses in the past, or how like someone 30 years ago might have thought about business, like I just think it's important to kind of emphasize that. And but I feel like you guys were saying like even with like your trademark or filing or how you're spreading out, you guys really were showing that. So how do you think, did you feel like you kind of jumped into the fire, or did you have like mentors in similar spaces that kind of helped you along the way, or what do you think was helpful to you, or like would you maybe suggest to someone else?
That's such a fantastic question, and we definitely jumped into the fire, because I think truthfully, for lack of any better information, now having been more in the business space and just making more contacts with entrepreneurs, listening to tons of podcasts, I would highly recommend to someone who is starting out to talk to as many startups as they can, look into mastermind programs, accelerators, or incubators. Truthfully, none of this we knew about, but I see them being hugely advantageous.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy how much we've taught ourselves, though. I always think about that when I was talking to one of my friends last night at dinner, and I was telling her how, like, Sarah and I, we hired a payroll team. We have a tax accountant. We have venue insurance. We like have a travel agent. Like, we have all these things, and we have all these resources that we've made accessible for ourselves. And we've really taught ourselves all the ins and outs of how to manage our business. But previously, I would have never known that we needed to hire like an accountant for our payroll in our employees. So it's like things like that where we just have learned to, like, we've taught ourselves.
Right. Yeah. And it's kind of like you don't know until you know.
You literally have to figure it out.
First hired our employees this summer, Sarah interviewed like 5 different payroll companies, and you can literally ask her any question about payroll and she'll like have the answer up top for her tongue, because she just literally like knows so much about it from doing so much research.
I feel like okay, you know how Lady Gaga repeated the same thing about Bradley Cooper like 100 times? This is what I feel like.
Yes.
Julie Rice and Elizabeth Cutler comment, but
my favorite quote.
Yeah, I went to an event and Julie Rice, one of the co-founders of SoulCycle, was there, and she talked about their perspective on not having gone to business school and really learning on the fly and the nature of making mistakes and everything like that. And they always said that for every mistake they made, and no matter what the cost was, they really chalked it up to their business school tuition. And that's been such a huge inspiration and calming force for us. So I just like to always pass that on, because I think you do learn as you go. And so mistakes are inevitable, but as long as you don't repeat those mistakes and you consider it a lesson learned, or like having gone to whatever business course that was, it's so worth it. It's really helpful.
Yeah, that is such a good advice and such a good person to get that advice from too. And kind of going off of that, do you have like some things that were really unexpected learning curves or things that didn't go as planned as you were starting out and growing?
Things don't go as planned every single day, every single hour, basically. But
more specifically in the events, too.
You roll with the punches. But I totally agree that it's so refreshing to see that on Instagram. Jenna can attest to the fact that, particularly when it comes to like Instagram stories or whatever, we've really made an effort, truthfully, in the last 6 months, because we kind of realized that we wanted to be connecting more with our community and have them feel like they know us, because besides being a company and a brand, we are all about the connecting to people element. So we started to put ourselves out there more, which is scary and uncomfortable. And you feel like you want to, you know, run to do your hair, but I'm always like, no makeup, no hair, whatever we look like at the time, you know, I'm wearing the same pants as yesterday. I don't care. This is real.
Yeah, definitely. So kind of when you're talking about like your niche is wellness and health and wellness, and what do you guys feel like that, what does that mean to you as a company and brand, and also personally, like what are your thoughts on what health and wellness are, and then how do you kind of see that changing into the future?
A big focus for us this year is highlighting more of the well-roundedness of health and wellness and having it not be so one-dimensional as just food and fitness, or, you know, having the demographic be seen as just, okay, they drink green juice and therefore they're interested in nothing else. So we want to focus a lot on other areas of your life that do impact overall wellness, like sleep and mental health and stress and finance. Yeah. And, you know, our whole February month, for example, is all about love, but in a much different way than, you know, your traditional Valentine's Day. It's body confidence and body love, and then self-love and loving your girlfriend and loving your gut. So that's definitely a bigger focus for us.
I love that.
And then in regards to what does it mean to us, honestly, I'm laughing because Sarah and I have been joking around about recently that like we're running a health and wellness company, but most recently we've been the least healthy we've ever been in the past few years, because we are just running on so little sleep right now and so little exercise, and we're just really worked into the ground right now. But I'm not complaining because I love what I do. But really what health and wellness means to me in particular is just, you know, like living a life that makes you happy and really eating foods that make you happy and feeling good about yourself doing it is really, I think, most important. But what I will say that I do love, love, love discovering new brands at our events. And I have discovered some of my favorite products through my events, which is so ironic to me because it's my company. So you would think that I would know all about it, but I'm always learning from the host, and I'm always discovering new products from the brands that we work with.
Yeah, so our ideas of health and wellness is constantly expanding, which is cool.
Yeah.
Kind of wrapping up, I want to do a few quick fire questions.
Cool.
Yeah, so crunchy or smooth nut butter?
I was going to say smooth.
This is Sarah's favorite snack, by the way, so I like smooth.
Okay, and are you guys, I feel like that's such a bigger question because, like, what kind of nut butter do you guys actually like?
Oh, this I can get down with. I've been really into, so my favorite, again, which I actually found at one of our events, is the Georgia Grinders cashew butter.
Ooh.
It's, like, the best thing ever. And then I recently discovered a pecan butter and a pistachio butter that I love.
Mine would be...
Oh, I know yours. You, first of all, Jenna likes almond butter, and every time she tries a new brand of almond butter, she goes, this is the best brand of almond butter I've ever tried.
I like Maranatha.
Yeah, that's Maranatha.
Oh, yeah, theirs is really good. Coffee or matcha?
Neither for me. Jenna likes coffee.
I drink a lot of coffee. I love coffee.
I hate it.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It's not a healthy thing at all. I literally think it tastes like dirt.
I love it.
Okay, fair, fair. Favorite new product that you've seen either at your events or just like in life? Could be food product, could be like something else.
Can it be, I'm into celery juice. Does that count? I know it's not a product.
Sure, yeah.
That I'm testing out, and I'm also loving the book.
Oh, which book? The Medical Medium?
He has four, but I'm starting with the first one.
Okay, yeah.
And my product that I'm loving right now is not as healthy as celery juice, but Sarah and I discovered the Nutter Puffs. They're like peanut butter puff chips from Pop Chips, and there's only three ingredients in them and no added sugars, and they're a delicious snack.
But like, eat the whole bag, and we do.
Yeah, we eat the whole bag.
Comes not real.
I love that. Do you have a favorite part of your morning or night routine?
Morning is my favorite time because it's like me time. So every single morning I wake up no matter what and I meditate and I work out, even if it's 20, 30 minutes. So that's my favorite part of the day.
I have a very similar morning, but I don't like look forward to it. I wake up early to go to the gym and then I come straight here. So that is definitely my routine. And then at night, I would say we don't really have a routine. We've just been working super late. So, it's not really like I'm looking forward to it. I'm just, that's what we've been up to.
Yeah. Just real life.
Yeah, real life.
Something you're obsessed with recently. Like a person on Instagram, like a new workout class, anything.
The Wood Health workouts. Yeah,
I'm obsessed with Kelsey Wells workouts.
So wrapping up, where can anyone who's listening learn more about you guys, keep up with your events, and what's your next event that they can look forward to?
So follow along on Instagram. It's at Say Hello Wellness. Or online, we have all of our upcoming events posted through April, which is sayhellowellness.com. And you can also subscribe to our newsletter and choose your city so that we will filter all of the notifications by city and you won't be bombarded with a ton of events that aren't relevant to you. And make sure to turn on notifications because Instagram is super annoying. And so we want to make sure that you guys find out about events and we always post them on Instagram and make it super obvious when it's an event because it has like a banner on the post.
Any last thoughts or anything that you want to share?
I have one question for you that I ask literally everyone we speak to in our community.
Yeah.
Come to one Hello Wellness event, who would your dream host be?
Oh my God. The founder of SoulCycle. I feel like that would be.
That's a great one.
Cool. but I feel like they really created like a whole shift exercise and fitness. So I feel like they would have like tons to say. It would be really cool.
Such idols.
Yeah. But I'm sure it might be in the cards.
Yeah, hopefully.
And if you, and also, one other ending note, if anyone sees anyone that they've met at an event or sees us, like we were at an event last night and three amazing women came up to us and they had been into an event, like say hi and introduce yourself, not just to us, but anyone else that's been at an event, because that's the whole point of these and it makes us so, so happy.
Yeah, I love that. I feel like that's such a big thing with especially yours because they're in person, but like pretty much everyone in general, I feel like that's such a fear of like saying hi to someone, worrying that they're not going to like want to say hi to you or like it's going to be weird, but pretty much always it's a good experience.
Yeah, and like what's the worst that happened? Your hands out waving and like,
and we also
then
love.
You just put it down, whatever.
Yeah, exactly. I love that. Well, thank you so much. This was so fun. And I'm so excited for everyone to learn more about you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.